This is SREF1. My name is Kyle Watts. Episode number 5 is here. Our topic today is, what are the common roles and responsibilities for a site reliability engineer? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Site reliability engineering is a practice that applies the skills and mindset of software development to IT operations to improve the reliability of high-scale systems through automation, continuous integration and deployment. The concept was developed at Google in the early 2000s and has since been documented in a number of books, articles, blog posts and other publications. While the role of the site reliable engineer has gained momentum within the traditional IT team, many other organizations still have a role for a siteability engineer. The site reliability engineer requires an inquisitive personality who constantly acquires new skills, asks questions and solves problems by introducing new tools and automation. The fundamental difference is that DevOps, development engineers focus on speed and continuous delivery, while the site reliability engineer is responsible for software automation and reliability. In addition to automation and ensuring system stability, successful use is also essential to keep the system running. But the work of the site reliability engineer has many other aspects, some of which are crucial and subtle. Simply put, DevOps teams develop for continuous deployment and deployment, while SREs emphasize maintaining continuous operation from the beginning to the end of the software lifecycle. While DevOps team members often have titles that match the roles they fill in the team, SRE team members are called site reliability engineers. In DevOps teams, members usually specialize in one or two roles where they talk to each other and usually have a role and work in it most of the time. While it is common for a team member to switch from role to role while learning about the aspects of his team for which he is responsible, the role of site reliability engineering does not change much. The SRE team can be a great source of knowledge because it can address a wide range of topics, from the most basic to the most complex. By touching on issues such as fault management, fault tolerance, security and more, SRE teams can also be an important part of getting problems passed on by the right people on the team and can be a great source of information for other team members. More than once, a construction engineer has to take responsibility. In most companies, the SRE role will have a say in how the team can improve system reliability by streamlining the call process. Many companies develop strategies to increase the reliability and performance of the system through call rotation and process optimization. To improve collaboration, the site reliability engineer must add automation by updating documentation, runbooks, tools, and modules for team incidents. When preparing for your job as a site reliability engineer, you should have a deep understanding of the various IT tools. To ensure a smooth flow of information between teams, the work of the site reliability engineer may need to document the knowledge acquired. He must also acquire essential historical knowledge by attending a wide range of events, such as technical conferences, meetings and meetings. The degree required to enter site reliability engineering may depend on the company you are hiring, but in most cases a bachelor's degree in computer science should be appropriate. SREs can leave it to themselves to obtain a master's or PhD, as well as a master of science in computer science or engineering. The more education you accumulate, the more likely you are to get a paid job, and this will make it easier for you to freshen up your skills and gain additional experience. Take online courses, attend IT-related seminars and conferences, earn additional certificates by gaining insights from other SREs, and attend courses at local, regional, national, or international IT training centers. Site reliability engineers work and perform similar work to DevOps engineers, helping to develop software that addresses both developer and operational issues by using automated components such as continuous integration, continuous delivery, and continuous deployment. DevOps, a concept developed by Google, applies aspects of software engineering to operations and creates software systems that are highly scalable and reliable, with an emphasis on reliability and scalability. In this post, we will look at some of the best practices for this role, including the most common roles and responsibilities for a site reliability engineer. Site reliability engineering provides a full-fledged entry into the IT space and automates many aspects of IT operations, such as risk management, monitoring, and monitoring. A site reliable engineer is a critical component of a company that operates or owns a platform or service. Here are some of the most common roles and responsibilities that an SRE needs to perform his or her work. IT operations team that ensures high reliability and works closely with the software development and IT operations teams. Some work as senior site reliability engineers and others as IT management team engineers. This is all for today, guys. My name is Kyle and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of SREF1 and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.